Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Philip Melanchthon, the main author of the Augsburg Confession, the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, wrote the hymn that we most recently sang, Lord Jesus Christ with us abide. The first stanza reads thus, Lord Jesus Christ with us abide, for round us falls the eventide. O let your word, that saving light, shine forth undimmed into the night. We have a treasure, dear Christians, a treasure that waits us into eternity. Right now, this treasure is in earthly vessels. You are here on this earth, but you are pilgrims on this earth, for your eternal dwelling place is not here. It is in what is to come. It is in the new heavens and the new earth, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, our life isn't even about us. Rather, it's about the God that we serve, the God that we love, the God that we trust, our Lord Jesus Christ. Too often, if we focus on ourselves, we forget who God is. We forget that all things come from Him. It is easy for us to look inward, to take pity on ourselves, especially when times are tough. But I think these words that St. Paul writes to the Corinthians are very helpful for us today. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but yet not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. If all we did was to focus on the first words, that we are pressed on every side, that we are perplexed, that we are persecuted, that we are struck down, then we could just focus on ourselves. But if we also focus then on the more important words, the ones that come next, we are reminded that we are not crushed, we are not in despair, we are not forsaken, we are not destroyed. For many of us, we feel pressed in on every side. There is a constant pressure. There is a constant concern. Am I doing what is right? We are pressed in on every side, and yet we are not crushed. We are perplexed. It is easy for us to grow sad and to grow weary, and yet we will not despair, because we have an eternal hope, one that transcends this life, one that is eternity. We are persecuted, and we're not really there yet, but the fact remains that sometimes we persecute ourselves. God tells us what is right, but often we choose to do what we desire rather than what God desires of us. And even if the time were to come where they started putting us to death for being Christians, even if the time were to come where we'd be thrown into jail for professing Jesus Christ, He promises never to leave us or forsake us. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Even in death, for a Christian, there is life. We cannot be cast out into the eternal fires, for we have Jesus Christ. We know that He was raised, that death no longer holds dominion over Him, and if God could raise Jesus from the dead, if the very one by whom all the sins that you and I have committed and all the sins that have been committed since Adam's fall and have yet to be committed, if all of those sins were poured out upon the God-man Jesus Christ, the whole wrath of the Father for our sins could be poured out upon Him, and yet He could still be raised from the dead, He can raise all of us too. St. Paul says, therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. As we age, our bodies become frail. Sicknesses can take us very easily. Pneumonia, influenza, all those things that many younger people can endure become much more life-threatening. And yet, even if our outward man, our body, might be perishing, the inward man, the soul, is renewed day after day. You remember your baptism, dear child of God. Remember that there is more than just the body, there is also a soul. A soul and body that Jesus Christ purchased and won on his cross, that we might have eternal life. And so he says, do not focus on that which is temporary, but focus on that which is eternal. Do not worry about this life, what you will put on, what you will consume. Rather, focus on what is necessary to get you into the eternal life. Your priority, first and foremost, every single day, should be the eternal Word of God, attending to it in prayer. St. Paul writes, mortality will be swallowed up by life. God has prepared eternal life for us, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus has done. We have this guaranteed. We walk by faith and not by sight. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Dear Christian, that day is quickly approaching. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. These words, Philip Melanchthon wrote, in these last days of great distress, grant us, dear Lord, true steadfastness, that we keep pure till life is spent your holy word and sacrament. The last days are distressing, dear Christian, but we know that the Lord will grant us steadfastness, that even the world that seeks to devour your soul cannot overcome your God. So be steadfast, be immovable. Make sure that you attend to the holy word and sacrament. Come where God has called you to be. Keep your lamps burning, as Jesus says. When he returns, will he find us watching? Will he be ready? Will we be ready to serve him? The Son of Man will come at an hour that none of us expect, and so he says, time and time again, be ready. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. We must be about the Father's business. We must be found in the household of God. We must be found in faith, carrying out our vocations as Christians. Coming here to hear the word, to receive the sacraments, and going out there to share that word, that blessed word of truth, of comfort with everyone. Because we have the most comforting news that there is. And in a world that feels the forsakenness, in a world that feels despair and depression, in these gray and latter days, we proclaim the beautiful message of Jesus Christ. That when he returns, he may find us in the faith. And so until that day, the church sings, stay with us, Lord, and keep us true. Preserve our faith our whole life through. Your word alone, our heart's defense, the church's glorious confidence. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.